Hello?
Hey, Derek. It's Matt, Local Splash.
Hey, how's it going?
It's been a crazy day. How's your day going?
Oh, just standing my life away right now. But I'm at a standstill for a minute. Got
story of all our lives, right? Always working.
Yep.
They keep us just enough so we can pay our taxes, right? And, put a little gas in our vehicles and do it till the day we die.
I know. I'm actually been doing some research. You know, our taxes are technically voluntary.
You're going down that. I've been down that rabbit hole. Like 1928 was like a private meeting in Congress when they set up the IRS, and the IRS is somehow tied to the England and to the crown. And I mean, it gets really, really deep.
It sure does. Taxation is theft.
People try to set up entities to avoid it. They go common law and straw man.
Yep.
And I've been down that rabbit hole probably like 10 years ago. I went down it, and I'm just like, they're also powerful too. And if you don't know how to play that game right, then it's better just to pay your taxes and call.
Just be like, well, where's the representation of my? Say, where's my representation?
You know why your name capitalized? You're actually a business. Like your name and your social security number, it's all like maritime law too. So it's really deep stuff. It's really deep stuff.
Yeah.
It opened my eyes when I went down that rabbit hole. It's like, well, I had no
idea. Oh, yeah.
Why have you been going down it?
Oh, I've been gone down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I think it's, Oh, yeah.
I knew a guy that used to set people up in, like trust and common law trust, right?
Yep.
And, like, he would help people, like, do that. And I told my wife about this a while ago, and I was like, hey, you want to do it? And she's like, no, you're going to end up in jail. I'm like, okay, babe. I'm like, you know what? It's better just to pay the government their money and call it, give Caesar to Caesar, Yeah, Jesus, I listen, All right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, that whole thing, but you're right, Why, you don't pay taxes? You're
down
that rabbit hole now?
I do. I hate paying taxes.
Oh, you do? But you just like, but I don't want to.
Yeah, well, when you got a good CPA.
Yeah, the CPA knows how to write things off. Like, even with us, your marketing budget, everything you spend is a tax write-off.
Oh, yeah. Even my CPA is a write-off.
Tax write-off, right? So...
Yep.
All your marketing to make you more money, guess what? You got to have write-offs. The more write-offs you can have, and, like, it's perfect timing because, you probably need some before tax season,
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm trying to get equipment bought and all kinds of stuff.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
All that equipment, that's a write-off because you need the equipment. Yep.
Oh, yeah. When I had my trucking company, man, I actually got money back.
Oh, what kind of trucking did you do? Like, did you guys do malls or?
Yeah, I was owner operator, did over the road stuff and regional. So yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
My father in law owns a trucking company and actually supposedly Mississippi's biggest, a huge company. He has 300 trucks. Right. Yeah,
he does
a lot of local deliveries though, like that stuff, but then he does alcohol and he's got some of these big contracts and stuff, so.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, but he's been very, very successful with it. I mean, the trucking industry is really, but it kind of took a dip,
the rates are horrible.
Rates, but they're coming back now, I hear, since Trump got back in office. I hear things are starting to get a little bit better, huh?
Well, when you ixnay about 300,000 drivers that aren't legal to drive.
Yep, there you go. a lot of my guys, because, I have over 1,000 clients, Derek, I hear this all the time, they'll tell me, man, this whole thing, I got illegals, that work for me, but, man, it helps keep costs down. And I'm like, oh, you're also part of the problem, too.
Yep, exactly.
Exactly. You know?
Yep.
So it gets wild, though, out there, you know? Like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
We've got big opinions on all, everything that's going on, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, to me, I'm like, you know what? Like, hey. You know what, if they're not paying taxes, you know, and they're costing us money, that's, I'm like, you know, do what you need to do.
Yep, exactly.
So, did you go through the email that I sent you? I know we
went
through it on the phone.
Okay. Yeah, I went through it. I checked. Oh, the only one I didn't get to watch was the electrician. I got sidetracked, so I didn't get to see that video.
That's like my one I wanted you to watch, too. It's okay. He just explains, like, all the packages setting you up, how it works and everything.
All right.
Right? And then how the pay-per-leads really helped his business as well.
All right. Can you call me back?
Stuff
what time, what
about,
time are you? What
little,
time?
Like,
what time zone are you on?
I'm in Pacific.
Oh, okay. Can you call me back around noon? I'm about to lock this job with the general contractor real
noon?
Quick.
No worries. You're in Pacific, too, out there in Idaho?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Just wanted to double check. Okay, so I'll put you down for noon. Yeah, I'll squeeze
appreciate
a couple people around, and then we'll talk at noon. No problem. Okay.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yep. All right. Bye.